With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and here we are talking once again to Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Lawrence. And coach, first of all, welcome back and congratulations to what must have been a tremendous win yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having us back.
We talked about, or you and Bill talked about, you know, playing Hamilton Wenham for the third time. Great rivalry. They've had a terrific year. But it looks as though, at least in the first three games yesterday, or maybe the two games plus, they kind of pushed you to the limit.
Yeah. Hamilton Wenham played the best game that we've seen them play all year. They weren't letting anything touch the floor, and they wanted it really, really bad, and they gave us their best. We started to play safe in the first couple of sets for sure, and that definitely limited us going through, coming back in the last two points of the first set and then not able to quite close it out in the second. But our kids were able to rally and remember that we got to, in order to win close games like that, you got to stay aggressive and swing strong and serve strong. So
in those first two matches, did they do anything different that you hadn't seen before?
The only thing that was really different was their ability to keep the ball in play and their ability to pick up a lot of our hits and our attacks. They didn't let things fall, and they were running all over our gym, bodies hitting the floor, you know, and doing their best to make sure that we weren't getting points easily. And I think that was probably the biggest change between the first two matches and then this last match.
Okay. Now, what happened between the second set that they won and then the third set, which you started to pull away? What was different?
Definitely, we started to play safe in the second set, and we were afraid to make errors. And you can't win a game with a team like that who's putting pressure on you. And you have to stay aggressive. You have to make sure that you are swinging your best and staying aggressive at the net and at the service line. We made a lot of mistakes. I think we had more hitting errors than we had in all the other sets in that second set, in addition to service errors. And you can't win close games with lots of errors, unforced errors especially. So we fixed that going into the third set. They started to swing a lot harder. We served more aggressively and more consistently and kept them on the heels just a little bit more.
Okay, and in the fourth set, did you have a cushion as well throughout that match?
So all of the sets were close until the last chunk. Like, it was 17-17, 14-14, 18-18. It wasn't until that last 5-10-ish points that we really started to pull away with our aggressive serves. And they were tired. You know, they were running around not letting things drop, but eventually that gets to you. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a question of attrition and wearing the opponent down? Because you've been there so many times, and you must have, after that 23-25 game when Hamilton Wenham won, you must feel real confident in your kids, because you talked with Bill last week about... Go ahead.
Yeah, they definitely... you have to know the kids and know what works and where that they're still playing their best, and it's okay if they drop a set, right? It was a close game, 22 points, the minimum you have to win by, right? And so reminding them of their confidence, and it's okay. Hamilton played a great, great game, and we didn't necessarily do anything majorly wrong. We just weren't staying aggressive enough.
All right. On the email, you've mentioned some of your leaders statistically. You want to mention some of those girls, please?
Yeah, Tessa Flynn had a phenomenal game last night for us. She had what we call a double-double, so you have over 10 stats in a certain category. So she had, I think when final stats came in, 19 digs and 14 assists. So she was all over the court defensively and offensively for us yesterday. Alex Marino also had a double-double. She had, I think it was 13 digs and 16 assists. So again, all over the floor defensively and able to set up our offense really well. And Emily Hannibal had a really, really good game last night as well. She had a really good game on serve receive, in addition to digging some very hard cross-court shots from their outside Maddie Wilson, who was ripping the ball last night. Those three were definitely some very huge standouts for us last night and kept us in a position to be in a winning spot. So.
Wow. I hope you had good crowd participation, because it sounds like a really classic matchup between the two towns.
Oh, the crowd was absolutely amazing. I think final numbers, after talking to the athletic director, was we could probably say around 430 spectators in that gym.
All right.
Not more.
Very nice.
So biggest the I've ever seen that gym, the loudest and the probably biggest crowd that our kids feel like they've ever seen, right? We got a pretty small gym, so when you fit that many people shoulder to shoulder in those small wooden bleachers, it's a pretty different atmosphere. It got loud. I'm sure lots of people's watches were going off in terms of what the decibels were in that place. But it was it was fun. It definitely was good practice for us, too, moving forward. being able to play in a gym like that with emotions tied into a game like that. Rivalry games are always intense, especially when you're playing a team for a third time. Right? Well, they always say it's hard to beat a team three times in a season, and I think Hamilton definitely challenged that for us this year. So.
Well, I think especially a team as good as Hamilton Wenham is. I mean, you know, they're not the little sisters of the poor. They're very good. So
exactly.
A terrific win. And I think it gets your team even more focused, going into the semifinals. Before we talk about Hudson, I just want to ask you about the relationship among your players and the Hamilton Wenham players, because I'm guessing, like in other sports, they probably come across one another, if not even play on the same team in different venues during the off season. Is there a respectful? I know there's a respectful relationship between the two teams.
Yeah, you know, always with a rivalry, it's always going to be a little bit heated, just because that's the nature of the beast, right? You're so close in terms of towns, but there's definitely players who have different relationships with kids across the net, and that different level of respect. And we're like, yeah, like Abby Campbell's great in the middle, and Maddie Wilson can hit strong, and their libero played out of her mind yesterday. And so we definitely have a different level of respect for them as players, because we know them so well. Definitely always a little heated moment there.
Of course.
Depending on the players.
Yeah, well, that's called being competitive. Who's the alpha dog? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Okay, Hudson, number four. I mean, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. I'm looking at to see if there's any outliers in the division in the seeding. Is there anybody outside of the top eight now who's still left?
No, I believe it's 1, 2, 3, and 4 are the ones that are remaining.
Well, what does that tell you about the power rankings?
I mean, the power rankings have been very good to Ipswich. Not going to lie, in terms of, like, right, we've been ranked one the last 3 years, and I think it seems to have done a really good job. But, you know, once we get to that round of 16 games, it's starting to get pretty competitive, and this Elite Eight match, it should be competitive. You should be dropping at least a set, right? Mm-hmm. And it should be going either 4 or 5, and you're battling, and it's not supposed to be an easy win from here on out. And so I think that in terms of the top-seeded rankings, I think that the power rankings do a pretty good job in terms of, okay, what does strength schedule look like? How is your margin of victory come into play for that? So, I mean, I don't think really in the last couple of years there's been any major upsets in terms of volleyball, at least in D4. I know in other divisions there have, but D4 seems to be pretty consistent with the power ranking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is Hudson next at Tewksbury, so give me some details on that matchup and playing out at Tewksbury.
Yeah, I mean, Tewksbury's been good to us. That's where we won our first state championship game. It's where we won our semifinals last year against Weston. And we played actually at Tewksbury this year in the regular season. So it was actually nice to be able to go to that gym, mm-hmm, and play Tewksbury and kind of get that experience again playing in that gym. It's a nice gym. It's been good to us, like I said. So it'll be good for our kids to go back to a place that they're pretty familiar with. Hudson's big on the outside, so definitely going to have to plan on being ready for a lot of good, strong outside attacks. They seem to have played defense relatively well, so the fact that we had Hamilton Wenham playing some really scrappy defense against us, I think really set us up to train for the semifinal matchup. I think it'll be another exciting game with lots of big swings and lots of good rallies, so it should be good.
All right, and finally, Stacey, with your experience at this point in the state tournament, where it's just in the upper stratosphere, you talked last week with Bill about, just focused on yourselves. The kids, play your game. Is that the same message this week?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, you got to stay true to who you are as a program. And there's a reason why these teams are ranked 1 through 4, right? There's a reason why we're ranked number one, and we need to remember that and to go in with that confidence and just play calm, play collected, and know that we don't have to do anything unique, right? Like, we are good, and we've earned this spot, and let's enjoy it and show them what we got, for sure.
Fantastic. Oh, man, good luck on Tuesday, Coach, and I hope we talk with you soon.
Thank you very much. Me too.
All right. Thanks, Stace. Take care.
All right.
All right. That's Stacey Lawrence, who is the Ipswich High School volleyball coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.